Good afternoon. This is Senator Jack Bailey for the record. I reside in the northern end of St. Mary's County at 38159 New Market Turner Road, which is located in Mechanicsville. Sorry I'm not there to talk to you today, but I'd like to talk to you for a minute about Bill 2022-14. Today, unfortunately, why I can't be there is the start of the legislature, so I'm in Annapolis. I wanted to talk to you about this possible legislation because there are many challenges as the way I see it written. First, as being a retired law enforcement officer, this limits all LEOSA members from carrying a gun in Charles County because there's no way people not from Charles County and people from all over the country that drive through Charles County wouldn't know how close the buildings are. Knowing several of your buildings are close to the road, they would then reach across 301 with the 100-yard distance requirement, making people that spent their whole life in public safety criminals. They would not be able to carry a handgun. The same with over 27,000 people like myself that have handgun permits in Maryland. We are not allowed, we would not allow to be carrying in Charles County. Also, I just got back from a trip, legal hunting trip in Missouri. But the fact is, because I traveled through Charles County by a Charles County building, if this was the case, I would have transported myself and my family, our guns through this, long guns, and we would have been in violation. So the issue is, all hunters would be subject to arrest, even though they were transporting their firearms legally. People just going to and from a range. Maryland's laws are very specific. Be more than happy to discuss or explain them with you. As I've sat on JPR here in the Senate, we're and very familiar with them. But this isn't places an undue burden on people. Challenge that we have. We are making a law is that you don't want to make every person a criminal. You want to address criminal violations. And this law is poorly worded and poorly written. This law would even allow for the prosecution of FedEx, UPS, or common mail carriers who drive within 100 feet of a county building. Thank you for your time.